In this week's parsha, we read about the mitzvah making the Mishkan, and specifically the first mitzvah after taking the truma, after raising the funds, is to build an Aron Atzei Shittim. The Torah says that when you build the Aron, you cover it from the inside and the outside. Rashi quotes a tradition that's actually found in the Yerushalmi and Shkalim and elsewhere, that it's actually not pleating the wood with gold, but rather they made three boxes, each one a little smaller than the next. And the outer one was gold, and the middle one was Atzei Shittim, and the inner one was gold once again. And then from the word Titzapenu in the Yerushalmi, they learned that you cover the top of the wood one. That's where you actually kind of fill in the gap, so the Atzei Shittim is invisible. The Gemara in Yoma quotes a statement of Rava, Amar Rava kol tamad chacham shein tocho kavaro, eino tamad chacham. The lesson of the Aron, its construction, and the Aron's zer, its crown, stands for the Keser of Torah, which is open to everybody, as the Gemara points out, unlike the zer of the Shulchan, which is the Keser of either Malchus, or depending on which medrash you're looking at, Ashirus, and the Keser of the Mizbeah HaZahav, which was the Keser Kahuna. So the Keser Torah is open to everybody. So any person whose toch is not kevara, what's on the inside is not what's on the outside, so it's not actually a Talmud Chacham. It's not a real Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham has to be like the Aron. The Gemara in Yoma continues talking about this connection about study of Torah and character by quoting a number of statements of the Amoraim, one of which is Rav Yanai's announcement. Rav Yanai used to announce, I guess in the Beis Medrash, Chaval al dames le darasa isara le darasei aved. Woe to the person who builds a tara, a sha'ar, who has no courtyard. And what it would appear from the Gemara here means is that if a person builds a sha'ar, which is he studies Torah, the sha'ar is Talmud Torah. But the primary part is a chatzah. The purpose of Talmud Torah, the highest form of Talmud Torah, is the one that is the gateway to Yirat Shamayim. Not learning just for intellectual purposes, but learning because it enhances one's Yirat Shamayim. So, in this way, it's the fact that Talmud Torah is for the purposes of Yirat Shamayim does not mean it's not the Shema. Rather, the purpose of Talmud Torah in many ways is a means to an end, and that end is an increased Yirat Shamayim. The Gemara Shabbos, however, quotes a statement of Rama Bar Huna that says that kol adam sheyesh bo Torah ve'ein bo Yirat Shamayim, someone who studies Torah, he knows Torah, but he doesn't have any fear of God. Doma legisbar shemasru lamatechos apanimios b'lamatechos achitzonios lamasru la. But hi, are you? It's as if I told you the following, Benji. In this room, I have an aron which is filled with treasures. Here's the key to the treasures. We're standing in the hall, and you say to me, "You're about to go in. And the door's locked." You say, "Rebbe, the door's locked." I said, "Ah." So someone who has no Yirat Shamayim, even though he has Torah, is like someone who has the keys to the inner doors, but not the keys to the outer doors. And if you don't have the keys to the outer doors, the keys to the inner doors don't help you very much. And then the Gemara quotes the very same statement of Rav Yanai, Chaval d'mes le'darte v'tara le'darte avet. Now what's odd about the two Gemaras, and many of the Achronim point this out, is they seem to be in contradiction to one another. The Gemara in Yoma, and at least Rav Yanai's statement seems to suggest, that Talmud Torah is the means, the avenue, to Yirat Shamayim. But the Gemara in Shabbos says that Yirat Shamayim is a prerequisite for Talmud Torah. If you don't have the Yirat Shamayim, you can't really get into the Beis Medrash. You can physically get in there, but you're not really there. So the Chasam Sofer has a suggestion, which is that there are actually two different things here. The innermost sanctum, which the keys open up, is being connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. Calls it being Dovek B'Shechina. In order to reach the Dveikus B'Shechina, so you have to study Torah. You have to understand the Ribono Shel Olam, what he wants from us. But in order to study Torah, you have to have Yirat Shamayim. Now, he doesn't state this explicitly, but I believe in the context of the Gemara, Dveikus B'Hashem is the highest form of Yirat Shamayim. So you need Yirat Shamayim first to be able to study Torah properly, so that that proper Torah study will then lead to the highest form of Yirat Shamayim, a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. So what does this exactly mean? So I think that there are really two kinds of Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim, firstly, relates to recognizing how we behave. And I'll come back and talk about that in a moment. But Yirat Shamayim means that I behave in a certain way that's reflective of my cognizance of God. I don't do certain kinds of things, or I do certain kinds of things. If you don't have that basic Yirat Shamayim, there is no point in your Talmud Torah. But the next step is that your Talmud Torah has to lead you to another level of Yirat Shamayim. I think that the second level of Yirat Shamayim, which he describes as Dveikus, is what the Shulchan Aruch describes, quoting the Pasuk of Tehillim in the first sif in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. It's not just an individual set of actions, I do what I don't do. But it's living with a constant sense of the presence of Ribono Shel Olam and a mission of service to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that may manifest itself in many different ways. You need to understand what the Torah wants from us in order to have that Vedas. You have to study enough Torah, you have to learn enough Torah so you understand what are the values of Torah, what are the mitzvahs of Torah, because that's what's necessary for having an understanding and a kesher to the Ribono Shel Olam. But before you get there, you have to enter the Beis Medrash with a certain level of Yirat Shamayim, a sense that we would call of ethics and proper behavior, and a sense of what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. But the Ikar, ultimately, is to get to this Dveikus. That's what the Mishpan was. You know, there's the Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban as to why there was a mitzvah to build the Mishkan. So Rashi says it was a kapara for the Egel, and the Pesukim are out of order. But as you know, the Ramban never likes to have Pesukim out of order. He doesn't like the principle of Mukta Mamucha B'Torah. He basically virtually denies its existence, except for when it's explicit. So the Ramban says, no. The purpose of the Mishkan is V'shachanti V'socham. It's to recreate Maimon Har Sinai, not in the sense of the giving of Torah, but in the sense of the Ribono Shel Olam being there. That's the Ikar. The Ikar is V'shachanti B'Socham, to bring God into this world. The mitzvah of the Mishkan, as the Ramban points out, in this week's Parsha, the first thing we're told to do in the Mishkan is V'asu Aron HaTzeishitim. But some of you know the Medrash, that's not how the Mishkan was built. That doesn't make any sense. You don't build the furniture first and then build the house. That's kind of silly. You build the house first, then you build the furniture. But the point is, the reason why the Aron is first is because the Aron is the Ikar. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos does not count the mitzvah making an Aron. There's a mitzvah to make a Shulchan, there's a mitzvah to make a Mizbeach Ketorah, Mizbeach Ketorah, mitzvah to make a Mizbeach Adama. There's no mitzvah to make an Aron. Why not? So I don't know if he's the only one to say this, but the Avnei Nezer mentions in the Tshuva, because the Ikar mitzvah of building the Mikdash, which is a mitzvah, is Hashras HaShechina, which is on the Aron. So that's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is this Dveikus. And the way you get there is by learning the Ribono Shel Olam's Torah. But in order to learn the Ribono Shel Olam's Torah first, you have to have a basic level of Yirat Shamayim. It has to be Tocho Kivara. And how does one define Yirat Shamayim? What does it mean? Does it mean, you know, that I wear a big kippah sugah or a big black velvet yarmulke and I do wear tcheles, I don't wear tcheles? So the definition of Yirat Shamayim is offered by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to his students on his deathbed. The Gemara in Brachos tells the story, Kishachala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai nichnasu tamid av Labaka. They came to visit him. At the end of the conversation, Amrulo, Rabbeinu Barachinu, bless us, give us a bracha. Omar lehem, yihi ratzon shetei marah shamayim aleichem, kimora basar hadam. He said to them, it should be that your fear of God be equal to your fear of man. Amrulo, talmida, hatkan? And I imagine what these talmidim were. They were so from ready. That's it? Our fear of God shouldn't be greater than our fear of man? Amar lahem ulevai. If only. Heidu. Kishe adam over avera, omer shalo yirani adam. When a person thinks to be over an avera, they often look over this shoulder, that shoulder. Vayifan kovacho, vayar kinish. And if they're still looking, they'll do what they're going to do. Yira Shamayim is that you understand the Ribbono Shalom is looking. If you imagine, just as, oh, does anybody see me? And then you say, oh, but the Ribbono Shalom sees me. That's Yira Shamayim. Yira Shamayim is what you do when nobody else is looking. It's virtually impossible to know whether someone is a true Yira Shamayim unless you have the strange opportunity to peer into their life when they're doing something and they assume nobody is watching and they do the right thing. But that's what Yira Shamayim is. It means I do what's right even when it's not easy, even when it's costly, and maybe most importantly, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, even when nobody's looking. That Yira Shamayim is the outer keys in order to get into the base medrash. That is, the Talmud Chacham was near no Yira Shamayim. It's like they gave him the inner keys and not the outer keys. Once you reach that level and you live in the world of Torah, you learn the Torah's values, you learn what the Ribbono Shalom wants from us, and then you can enter the Chotzer, the Dorsa. You can go through the Shar of Talmud Torah to the ultimate goal, which is Yira Shamayim, which is, as the Chasam Sofer says, being connected to the Ribbono Shalom, having a sense in everything you do in life and every moment you walk through in this world, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. Whether it's when you're learning, whether it's when you're doing your business, whether it's when you're studying, whether it's you're interacting with other people, always with a sense that the Ribbono Shalom is present. Not because you're afraid, not because you're going to get caught, but because that's what you're living for. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. Shabbos.